Blog Talk Radio.
Don't it feel like forever?
Yes, it does. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. So I'm just happened to be strolling on Facebook yesterday, and I see that Walmart got bundles now. But that's not all. Walmart also is selling coffins now. What the hell going on with Walmart?
Walmart getting ready to take over the industry. Walmart becoming Amazon.
I mean, like, when I seen the bundles, I was like, get the fuck out. Ooh, excuse me. It's too early. It's too early in the morning for that. But I was like, get out of here. Are you serious? Yeah, man, they selling coffins. Yeah, Walmart doing it.
Everybody, their bundles wasn't expensive. You see that? You get 7 bundles for...
See, you know... The only thing about buying that online, excuse me, I mean, I know you could get it shipped to the store, but that's the whole point, I think, of buying online, because you don't want to go to the store.
Right.
And anyway, for it not to be right, if the texture ain't good and it's a bad quality, yeah, you can go take it back to the store and all of that. But who wants to do all of that? I would have to see it. But I don't wear my hair that long anyway. You know, if I did, it would be for my daughter. But yeah, that just tripped me out. I'm like, oh, and coffee? We doing coffee? I already told my mama and them, you know, it, to me, which is eventually is going to, because everybody's going to have their time. But I don't need no big fancy coffin. For what? It's going in the ground.
Yes.
Save that money and put it on something else.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I want to be cremated. So funny, we're talking about this, that we're talking about coffins and funerals. My cousin was murdered yesterday. That's why I wasn't on Facebook at all yesterday. Yeah.
What?
She was murdered yesterday. Her son committed a murder, and he's wanted. And it was retaliation. She was sitting in the car. But she had just picked her girls up in the morning from their home to take them to school. And as soon as her girls get in the car, her girls are 14 and 16. Somebody comes up to the window and starts shooting in the mom's window and blow her brains out in her car yesterday.
Oh, my God, girl. Oh, that's terrible.
With the babies in the car.
That's terrible. Girl,
with the
baby
in the car.
Sometimes it just, I stay in my house. Like, I'm not a hermit. You know, I go out when necessary, food, all of that stuff. But you look around there, you just don't know what this world is becoming.
No.
And where is it going to go? And what is it going to get to? Because the things that I see, and this is just the stuff that we see, that we do know about, that be on the news. Imagine everything that don't make news because somebody ain't got court or whatever. It's just crazy. And the value of human life is just plummeting day by day. People just don't care. And it's sad. But I'm sorry to hear that. Like, really. Well, does anybody know where her son is?
I think a couple of little cousins has talked to him. But what he needs to do is he needs to stand up and turn himself in.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you can't even attend your mother's funeral. And that's a heavy burden to be carrying on yourself, because knowing that all this happened because of something that you did. What if one of them bullets would have hit one of your little sisters?
Mm. Mm-mm. Terrible.
It's bad enough that it killed your mother. But what if it would have hit one of your little sisters? Like I was telling my other cousin yesterday, these kids need to be responsible for, you know, take responsibility for what they do. I don't know. Yeah. What's wrong with these kids these days?
Yeah.
What is wrong with these kids?
Me neither, Kiana. And, I mean, it's to the point now where I don't like to even walk past a group of kids going into the store because they're so unpredictable. You just don't know what they're going to do. And not saying, you know, for us to live in fear, but you've never had to be on more high alert about where you are, your surroundings, who you with, and all of that, like you do now. And in some areas, it's worse than others. But it make you scratch your head and just be like, what?
Yeah. I said, now them girls got to live the rest of their life with the vision of their mom being gunned down right in front of them.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. Oh, yeah, it's going to be tough for them. But they're... you know, I'm pretty sure the family will rally around and support them and make sure that they're good. But, yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. That's like something embedded in your memory.
Yeah.
Something you see firsthand. Oh, that is terrible, Kiana.
Yeah, and when the girls finally got home from the police station yesterday, because they had to go to the police station because they witnessed it all. The 14-year-old says she just, every time she closed her eyes, she see her mom slumped over the steering wheel.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, I pray for them. Keep them in prayer.
It's just sad.
It really is. That's terrible. I don't understand. I don't get it. And ever a reason to take somebody's life other than defending yourself because your own is threatened.
Right.
You know, nobody has the right to take any. I don't even believe in the death penalty. I don't. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, we should just leave it up to God. We shouldn't. Because look how many times they've been wrong. Look how many people get out of jail that's been in there for 20, 30 years and were innocent the whole time. Yeah. That's really sad. My condolences to your family. And I just hope he gets somewhere and or the police get him before, you know, that happens. Or it, you know. But, I mean, you don't even want them coming back around. Like, what do they feel like? Well, we ain't got him. And, you know, and just do something else just drastic.
Just sad. But she's going to be okay. The girl's just going to be okay. And her son, she got a little son, too, that's like 11. They're going to be okay. But he lives with his dad. But they're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. So how have you been?
Well, you know, I know you know it, too, because you got some seniors graduating. Just ready to just for this to just kind of be over. Not so much for, you know, with my son, but, you know, for my daughter, because it's getting down to the wire, and she's just really stressed out. Like, you know, almost to the point where, she, you know, she, these last few grades that she got to turn in are really going to count. So, you know, she needs to be passing all of them. So I've never seen her like this, though, before. You know, like she just really feels under pressure. I said, well, you know, sometimes I know me, I work best under pressure. Even when in the back of my mind, I do that so much, like, Lord, I ain't going to be able to have this done by my deadline. But I always get it done anyway. So I'm like, girl, calm down. You're going to walk through that stage. You better. But I am helping her with one of her papers.
That's the advantage of having a mother as a writer. I know that's right.
Girl, it's like when she came and asked me and then she was telling me about what the criteria was or the different, the different options of what she had to write about. And so we decided to do racial tension and
good topic.
Like a kind of, girl, you know I was getting excited while we were talking about it. So we doing O.J. Simpson versus some things that are going on today because the whole premise of it is, you know, people is don't believe everything that you see because that just doesn't matter anymore. You know, look at how the O.J. Simpson trial played out with all of that evidence that they presented us, especially with that glove not fitting. And we saw that with our own eyes. But everybody know he killed them people. And so the same scenario kind of comes up today. Like, we have the Eric Garner video right before our eyes. Yet these people are, you know, found not guilty and nothing happens to them. And we looking right at this. So, yeah, I was really excited about that. Actually working on two different papers. I forgot what the other topic was. But, yeah, I guess that is the joy of having a mama that write because I love it. So she was like, Mom, I need your help. Like, okay, what is it?
Girl, did you see that new case in Baltimore?
Of what?
Where the police arrested this young black man, and for some odd reason, he can't walk.
Yeah.
He couldn't walk or nothing.
Yeah, that he died suspiciously in their custody, and they suspend 6 police officers. Something gray. Something gray. I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
and messed up his spinal.
He ended up dying, right?
Yes. because he was on all of these machines. He could, and my thing was when they showed the video, he couldn't even walk to the thing in the video, to the paddy wagon, if you noticed that.
No, you know what, Kiana? I never go, when they have video going on with something like that, and when I find out that somebody passed away, I never go watch it. I have never seen the full Eric Garner video. I couldn't watch it. I would not be able to watch it knowing the end result is that he's dead. And then for that to be right on that on camera. So I haven't seen a lot of videos. But when I started to see that was circulating, I was like, nah, I can't look at it. But I did read about it.
See, on the video, we don't see him beat. We never see him getting beat. And I never see him getting beaten anything on the video. But you see them dragging him to the police paddy wagon and the police van, and they're literally dragging him. He like literally can't move his legs then, and they have to pick him up and put him in there. So if he was running, how did that happen? You know, if y'all claim he was running and then he caught him and then all of a sudden he was fine, it's just like wow.
Well, see, that's what I mean about that topic that me and my daughter doing the paper on. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't matter that people are doing things out in the open, but, you know, something just really has to be done about it. Because it's like, it's blatant disrespect. Like, what if that man that came up with that damn cockamamie story about the man he just shot in the back in South Carolina, and it had not been
for the man videotaping.
For that man, yeah. Then not, the world would have believed what he said happened.
You are absolutely right.
This is the gag, though. The person who took the video, I read somewhere, now he wants some money. You know, he wants to be compensated for it. And then that pissed me off, because what the hell ever happened to human? Where is human compassion going? I see people now so quick to break out their camera and their video phone to be the first one to get some exclusive footage on things that, like, when they should have jumped in and helped somebody. And I say that because I'm on my way from the gas station the other day, right? And on the dam, it was an accident. And the man ran into one of the gas pumps. Now, any second now, you know, this damn gas pump could explode.
Oh,
do you know if people slowing their damn cars down so they can take pictures? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Get the hell out of the way so I can move for this damn thing catch on fire. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people? Everybody is a paparazzi now. Yeah, everybody wants to take pictures now. And it's just, like I said, I don't know what the world coming to.
Child. Good morning, Stacey. I see you online. Hey, girl.
Good morning, Stacey.
We back.
Okay,
we back.
So, on a lighter note, a much lighter note, let's go ahead and try to lift the mood up some. Now, I told you that
I was waiting
home
for this.
I was not watching this foolish, and I wholeheartedly meant it. And I didn't watch the first night. Matter of fact, like I was, because I was probably medicated. I had been feeling good. But anyway, so the other day, I'm flipping and catching up on all my DVR shows, and I just so happened to see it up there as one of their suggestions. So I said, well, let me see. Let me see what's going on. And, you know, I stomached as much as I possibly could for as long as I could. And I made it all the way to where Stevie and Nico got in a fight and they just show him charging at him. I didn't see anything. I don't even know if it went off after that or if it was more to the show, because I was like, okay, I'm done. I cannot. All of these damn made up storylines, I cannot. There is no way in the hell. Kurt, don't nobody want Kurt. So why do they keep putting that man in positions for women to hit on him? I would believe it more if it was a damn man. I swear.
Damn. You know why? You know why you said? You know what's funny? Because you said that.
What?
Somebody. I want to say it was Richard that said, I think he liked men on the side.
I mean, I don't know why I get that sense from him, and I ain't never been in his presence, but I'm not buying that you got you now you got this apartment over here. You paying $3,500. You ain't even got $3,500 a month to pay for no goddamn condo or apartment just so you can entertain that girl at. And what kind of artist is she? Usually when people introduce themselves as artists or some kind of, you know, art form, they break out in song because they want you to know I got, you know, I can blow. That girl looked like she about 25. I wouldn't give her no more than maybe 27, 28. And she's just somebody that nobody in this world knew. But now we know you, and we know that you about to do some ratchet shit on this show, and, you know, to move this damn three-way triangle along, this whole Kirk, Rashida, and her. Like, now she get ready to be the big problem in their marriage. I just can't. It's just so, I can't. I just can't. It's that. I need more substance. Who else? Okay, so who else is up there? I don't care nothing about Young Jock. Make a song. Get that to work. That's what I need Young Jock to be doing. Make another a dance trend with that motorcycle thing you started. That's what I need you to do. Instead of being on Love and Hip Hop, exposing your kids and how many kids you got, and girl, just doing nothing with his life. Absolutely nothing.
And the thing about Young Jock, you see that girl had the nerve to actually be pregnant by him? Did you see his baby mama? Like, you stupid.
Girl, I told you, if that came on after the fight with Nico and Stevie.
Oh, yeah, it's what a preview.
Yeah. I couldn't take anymore. I said, oh, my God, I can't take anymore.
Well, that new girl pregnant, and she has a meeting with his other baby mamas, and one of them say, girl, don't you know this man got 8 kids by 4 baby mamas and still married to one of them?
Oh, that's the girl that used to be in Diddy Group?
No. You remember the one that Young Jock was dating in behind Carly's back last season?
Yeah.
Her. She's still with him, and she's pregnant. She's going to announce that she's pregnant on the show, like, I'm pregnant. And his other baby's mama going to be like, girl, don't you know he got 4 baby mama with, and he got 8 kids with 4 different baby mamas. He's still married to one of them.
See, nobody's doing any research no more. And then, because he's Young Jock, some of this stuff could be public record. You might just have to go do a little digging. But yeah, Kiana, I can't. I'm gonna have to live through you for the show because I can't believe it. I mean, it's just so rehearsed and scripted, and it's just. I believe Jocelyn when she said, it say do this on the paper, so I did that. But one thing I did call, I knew that at the beginning of Love & Hip Hop New York, when they kept bringing all my DC family around and they created that whole It's a Family Issue storyline, that they was doing it. I knew she was going to get some kind of reality show. I knew that they were setting that up for some kind of show. But then I read that they're supposed to be getting married on Memorial Day. But then I also read that, what's the name, is pleading guilty to whatever it is
drug
he was charged with. And he could get 8 to 10 years. You know, I don't know if I would want to marry somebody knowing that maybe possibly in 3 or 4 months you get ready to go for 10 years. And she got them, you know, them kids and that new baby. I don't know if that would sit well with me. But then again, I guess maybe they could be doing the show to, you know, get them some money stacked up so, you know, she'd be okay while he gone. I don't know. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, I can't support. Mama D is not a singer. Why is she having shows and why are they doing that? And gassing her up, making her think that she is like Patty.
Oh.
I'm so serious.
Did you see them put the crown on her? And all the memes that came out after that.
Yes, I saw that foolishness. And did you see her saying, "I deserve twice," and then it was giving her a standing ovation, it was over. What happened to all of the song in between?
Girl.
I just couldn't.
Girl, it is ratchet. It is really ratchet. Did you see the girl who is trying to sue Hepatitis Inc., saying that they gave her, made her skin keloid? Did you see that?
No. I saw that they was being sued. Cause I thought I had posted something like that on your wall. But
I think I might have been you that posted it. Well, they got a response video.
As soon as I saw it. Oh man!
They got a response video.
This is what black people, we got to do better. Okay, so when things are put out there in the media about somebody, either you have a comment or you make a statement. You don't go make no damn video. I wouldn't even want to watch it because I know it is like just the ratchetest girl, and they probably not even they don't know how to have conversations, and Duchess in her background with everything she didn't accomplish, and my man is this, and we don't do that here, yada yada yada.
Girl,
I wouldn't even want to watch it. I'm already embarrassed for them, and I ain't even seen it. A video response. They just couldn't put a statement down and be quoted.
Wow.
Get your people. I didn't even see. Did they have a season finale?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? I think
they
that.
Got in a fight. That's it. They got into a fight with Puma and him. And Puma and them, oh girl, Puma. Yeah, Caesar and Duchess got in a fight with Puma and them. And Puma and his wife is moving to the A.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of the A, are you attending the Literary Awards?
What Literary Award?
AAMDC.
No.
That they're having down there. In June,
mm-mm.
Red carpet event.
You know, and I'm not, I don't know, maybe I should say that. Should I say that? I mean, if this is truth be told, but, you know, I don't want a problem with anybody. But if I say this, it's just because this is just how I feel. This is, you know, to me, that's not a, how can I say, I don't even know how to say it. I want it because I ain't trying to be mean, and I'm not really trying to be messy. Do you know what I'm? You know what I want to be. I mean, you get what I'm saying? I don't.
Yeah.
That award show to me is. I wouldn't even recognize it. I mean, I think that it's nice to acknowledge. Writers and literary and all of that, but I wouldn't be disappointed if I was not nominated, let alone if I didn't win. I need something that, I mean, and it's good for us to have things of our own because we do have like the BET Awards and stuff like that, but I would like to receive something that if it's on my list of credentials and it's, you know, a blurb written right under my name as an accomplishment, that it would be something that people know. Like Writer's Digest, they have awards and stuff like that every year for different.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I had just read an article about it. They having a short story, a contest, and all that. And then all of the winners, they're gonna have 8 winners in each category. After that, all of those winners will come to New York when they have the big banquet and receive an award. Now, that's something that is going to be published in Writer's Digest, where millions of readers, writers, everybody's going to see. I don't know if Tamika Newhouse Awards is going to make that. Ain't that who has the award?
Yeah.
You know, because I need the people that are giving the award the way to, like, have had some major accomplishments and all that. To me, that's like a Facebook award. That's Facebook award. And I ain't trying to be, but I mean, yeah, that's just how.
It is what it is.
That's just how I see it. If this was something that was going to be, the winners were going to be posted in USA Today and, or you know, New York Times as a, you know, up and come. I need it to be something that somebody's going to be able to benefit from and get some exposure. But just because this is amongst a lot of African American authors and readers on Facebook.
Right.
And, you know, really, for real, I think what it is, Kiana, is just that I don't like awards, period. Remember we were talking and you asked me, like, the BET Award?
Yeah.
And the MC, I don't watch awards, period, because to me, I feel like nobody's qualified unless this is a race. And you got down there at the finish line before I did. I don't think people are qualified to say who won over the other. I just don't, because everybody has their own opinion. What I may like, you may not like, or I may think that something is better than what you may like, but that's just my opinion. I don't think that people should get awards based on other people's opinion, especially when you see stuff like what's going on in Hollywood, how black people are snubbed at the Oscars and stuff like that, even though we're doing a damn thing too. I just don't like awards, period. But, okay, I'm stuck talking about the awards.
No, you're fine.
Left on that. But that's just how I felt. When I read that, I was like, oh, okay. And then especially when the whole lineup of people that are nominated, it's all clicky. You know, it's a certain little click that, you know. All right, I'm done talking about it.
Girl, and most of the time it is clicky. You ain't never lie. You ain't never, ever lied. Well, we haven't talked.
What?
They killed Jake from State Farm.
They did what?
They killed Jake from State Farm. Scandal.
Oh my God.
I done blew it.
You know what, Kiana? You know what?
I blew it. Sorry.
Listen. It's okay. Because it had been so boring lately that I didn't even watch it when it was supposed to come on. I DVR'd it. And I forgot
to go
back and watch it. But you know what? I said that they were going to have to do something drastic to pick it back up because, I mean, Scandal has lost its steam. Like, really.
Oh, my
so
God.
I was expecting somebody was going to have to go. I knew it wasn't going to be Hucker Queen, Abby not going nowhere, you know, Olivia and that. So that makes sense.
Oh, my God, Raven.
Did her father kill him?
He's behind it, but let me tell you who did it. That guy, that black guy that Olivia been sleeping with is working for her daddy.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Girl.
Was he undercover?
He's part of Beach, whatever you call it now.
You know what? Wow. Was he always? Because I just felt like it was something up with him. You know, just
yeah,
randomly.
He was saying, yeah. I'm thinking, like, is he going to try to kill Olivia?
So her father sent him to her.
Her father sent him, and he tore Jake up, Raven. Oh my God. He said, I thought you, he said, Rowan always said you was the best one he trained. I was expecting more of a fight than this. And just, oh my God. He tore Jake up.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. Girl, I forgot all about it. So is it nearing the season finale?
I think next week is the season finale. This week. Today. Okay. Today, Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Thursday. God, what am I thinking about?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm ready for them to come to go ahead and wrap this season up because I need them writers to go ahead and get back to the writing drawing board. I need Shonda to leave How to Get Away with Murder alone for a little bit and put her focus back on Scandal because it seemed like when she when that show came out and that's what she was promoting and, you know, she took her eye off Scandal and left it to the writers. And somebody's just not this. Yeah, this season was the boringest season of Scandal ever.
I just hope that they don't come after Huck, but they can't kill Huck. If you kill Huck, it's like a criminal killing Olivia. I think they're going to. I think he's going to go because he's not done. He said it. He's not done. He's not done. The killer ain't done. I think he's either going for Abby or Quinn next. And Abby doesn't even work for him no more. I understand that. But.
Oh, but she's still a gladiator. I'm still a gladiator.
Once a gladiator.
To the end.
Once a gladiator, always a gladiator.
That's right.
Once a gladiator, always a gladiator.
This season, Shonda won't no gladiator. Because it's. It just was not popping at all. But you know something else I cannot wait for, even though it's still a couple of months off. But, damn, this year going back so fast, it's about to be May 1st. But I'm waiting for Power to come back on. I'm waiting for that.
I'm not going to watch it.
I told you, you got to go back, Kiana, and start over.
I am. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go back and start it from the beginning and watch it.
A little boring, but... It picks up, like, immediately in the second episode. That's when I was like, okay, I should have gave it another chance. But do you know what I have been watching? Because you know I love to go back and watch series. But I've been watching The Sopranos. I watched it from season
I love Sopranos.
I'm on season six, man. And we've talked about this before. You know how you haven't seen something in a while? And you do look at something again and you realize you're seeing a whole bunch of stuff that makes sense. To why it ended up like it did. But that was another one that was just a classic series, the writing and everything. And Tony Soprano, with James Gandolfini, he dead now. But he really brought that character to life. So, yeah, I got about 10 more episodes in season 6. But the only thing is just I hated how they ended it. I just hate it because it left too many questions. I think... When, especially if I'm reading a book series, and, you know, and this is supposed to be the very last one in the book and it's not going to be another one written, I need every question that I have ever had about these characters tied up, and I need answers. You know, don't leave me with, okay, your own imagination, because now I'm writing the story. I need you to give me a little bit of closure so I can let it go. And for them to not show if they ended up dying or not at the end, that just kept me in limbo for years. And then they can't even come back with another one because Tony's dead. But, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I can't wait for Power to come back on. But the Game of Thrones is, Ken, that's another one you should get. I think you would like if you really sat down and watch it because it's so good. I think people see it and they think it's a whole bunch of fighting and swords and, you know, no throwing rocks because it's back then in that era. But it's such a good story. But you know what's the name give it to come on to in June, Orange is the New Black. When is Wentworth coming back? Do you know?
Girl, I'm gonna have to send you the links. You know, it's already on Aaron in Australia, where they're from. Because you know that's where the taping is. Episode 1 and 2, and probably 3 now, is on YouTube. I don't see 1 and 2 of season 3 already. And oh my God. Bae is queen now. That's all I gotta say. B, she queen.
Okay.
B.
I'm going up there and watch them. But you know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to wait until they on Netflix. Because, see, I want
to
just go ahead and watch it all at one time instead of having to wait for next week or another one to be uploaded, because I'm starting to get past that. Because that's what I was. Have you watched Secrets and Lies? It comes on.
No.
So I watched the first 5 episodes. On regular TV when it came on. But then I was like, because it's a new show, and it was taking too long to get to the point of who killed this little boy. So I just decided to just go ahead and DVR the rest of them. And once it's finished, then I'll watch them all at once like that. Because I'm tired of waiting for stuff every week. And I'm tired of these shows doing all this mid-season break and all of that. I don't know where that came from. But I'm gonna start DVRing shows. I might not watch certain things during the season while it's on, cause I'm getting impatient. Now I know how readers feel when they be like, "Look, you done took 2 years to give us a sequel." I can't wait though. I can't wait. I want to see both of them. But I can't wait to see Wentworth more than the Orange is New. Like, if they were both on at the same time, I would watch Wentworth first.
I would do
first.
Wentworth. Me too.
I would watch Wentworth first.
Me too. And I would too, Black is great and all, but it's more of a comedy. That Wentworth is real. It's more, you know, that's stuff that seems like it really happens in prison. I don't think it's all that jokey that's going on.
On to
New Black. I think that Wentworth is real.
Okay, so just let me ask you one question. Do they have that same warden?
Yes.
She's
and
back.
Honey,
okay.
She's even
okay.
Worse. Girl.
Okay, so yeah, I can't wait for that to come on. I can't wait. And Stacia, if you're listening, countdown. We only got like a little over a month and a half before we will be in the skies on our way to Vegas.
Yes, she's online. Hey, Stacia, she's online. I just happened to see her number. Hey, Stacia.
Okay.
I'm so happy to see her number.
Do you hear that tapping? Are we being recorded?
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me, and good morning to you too, Crystal. She says she's listening.
Hey, Crystal girl.
Yeah, it's 40. See, this chick here, I swear, she is like, you know, people be like, well, how?
Oh, Raven, you went out. Raven,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
She did what?
I said she. You know how some people be like, you see a baby, you ask, how old is she? And they be like, she's 26 months, instead of just saying it's 2. Yeah, I said a little over a month and a half we had to the time to go. She said no, she's 48 days. So she is counting down
that's right.
Days. And
I know that's right.
Wait.
And Stacey Leonard Johnson, I will see you in 2 days when I come to the Dayton Book Festival. You're listening. I see you on the line, but we have 7 days until we hit the road for D.C.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
We just legal in D.C. now.
Girl, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Turn up.
Uh-oh, I said it wrong. I said Leonard Johnson, and Stacey just made sure she sent me a text to correct it. It's Johnson Leonard, baby. I know that's right. That's why I ain't hyphenate my name when I got married, and I kind of wish I did, because I still don't go by my maiden name, and that's only because I have kids up under, and I never wanted to have a different last name than my kids. But as soon as my daughter, my baby kid, my daughter turns 18, I'm
changing my name back to my maiden name. So it's my last baby is Grow. And my maiden name is Drennan. No, Potts is my married name. My maiden name is Drennan.
Okay.
Yeah. And I only use Potts like if I absolutely have to. But as soon as my baby turns 18, I'm going back to my maiden name. And if I would, I wish I would have hyphenated it, at least my kid's name, not necessarily mine. If I would have just named my kids Drennan Potts, then I would have been went back to Drennan. I just never wanted a different last name than my kids.
Yeah,
I wanted a different last name. But I ain't like Tina. No, you can have the name. You can have the name, honey. I don't want the name. Yeah, you can have the name. Our weather has just been so crazy.
You know, I really can't complain. It's been really
It
nice
was 37 degrees.
Today.
It was 37 degrees last night. Like, are you serious? Like, are you serious?
I mean, we've had a little rain, but it's still been kind of, 60s, 70s. Okay, so are you going to do the Kylie Jenner challenge?
Really?
Girl, have you seen these damn, I watched this compilation video of people that had put that daggone thing on it. Is it a bottle or any kind
of jar? Any kind of thing that you can suction with. I think it's so stupid.
So you put your lips in there and blow or what do you suck it? Air?
You basically sucking up all the air while you in there, and it's causing your lips to swell.
Let's see. At one time, they joked black people.
They call it soup coolers. Yeah, we have soup coolers.
Now everybody wants their big lips, big tail, big breasts, just big everything.
Don't that just amaze you?
This one girl that had started crying because her lips were so big when she pulled them out that damn jar. And I said,
That's what she gets. That's exactly what she get. And I know it got her hurt.
I know it do too.
I know it got her hurt.
Crazy. I mean crazy. But I ain't seen no boys do it yet. That's what I don't want to see. The ones I have seen has been mostly girls.
Well, you know what some gay male out there trying it. You know it is. We just ain't seen it yet, but you know it is. Trying to put their lips
there. You know what I missed last night that I said I wanted to watch, and I don't even think I DVR'd it either. But that new show, The Prince of Elite.
The dance. I missed it too. I thought it came on tonight. It was last night.
It came on last night. I'm going to go back on demand, and I just wanted to see what it's about. I mean, I know it's a bunch of jujus, but... Yeah, I want to see this struggle that they claim that they have in just with everyday life.
Did you see, though, that they wouldn't even let them dance? They denied some. One city denied their permit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dang. And here's the thing about it. I bet you they can dance their butt off.
Probably so, but not yet. But my thing is, what the hell is the big deal? It's a parade. It's parade dancing. What? Like, it's just so many other things in this world I think people just need to be worried about whether or not these guys who have a legitimate team that they put together that they, I'm pretty sure, had tryouts for and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they should, why they can't dance. But I'm going to tell you one show that I was disappointed in after the debut, and that was that Jump Rope show.
Me too, Raven.
Look at them. Why do they got to try to make everything ratchet? Why they just couldn't have these girls dancing and competition and stuff like that? Why they got to make it seem like it's just this hard rival? This is double dutch. Like, why do these two mothers have this word for each other after all these years, and then they didn't pass it on to their two daughters? Like, this is supposed to be something fun. And y'all arguing and hollering and people hollering about not coming to show up for the thing. And it's so dramatic. That ain't what I was like. Now, see, this ain't what I wanted. I didn't think it would be anything like that. And I didn't even watch the second episode. And I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either. And I think they tried to mirror it too much off of Bring It also.
I passed on that one too. Yeah, but this is a show. And even sometimes on Bring It, even though I love that show, I love them girls, Ms. Diana, all of them, I be thinking, like, when they doing their side commentary and, you know, they keep excessively saying bitch and, you know, kiss my ass and stuff like that. Like, y'all know there's a lot of young girls watching this show. So I think they need to censor that some more. But the Double Dutch show, I was very disappointed in that. Like, now, we don't need no more ratchet TV.
Nah, Mona do enough of that on Mondays. Mona give us enough of that. She give us way too much of that. Did you see Vivica Fox is joining the cast of Hollywood Divas?
Yeah. I guess, you know, when people get at a certain point in their career, I'm not going to say age, but we all know that that has a lot to do with it, especially in Hollywood. And see, now she can play mama roles. Like, she could be somebody's mother now in the role.
Yeah.
Like, and not no little kids. I'm talking, she could possibly be a great grandmama or a grandma.
Damn.
But I just feel like it takes away from what things and accomplishments that they've done, especially somebody on Vivica's caliber. I think it just, it cheapens things. Like, okay, after all that hard work, this is your result. You're doing a show with, and I ain't knocking her, but, you know, Candace Vaughn hasn't had as many accomplishments as Vivica has, nor has
right.
Golden. I don't know who else is up there.
The girl from Housewives, Lisa Wu.
And definitely Lisa Wu. Okay. But Jada, Joy done been and stuff, but Lisa Wu, you doing a show with Lisa Wu, Vivica? Like, you are so better than that. You. I can't believe Todd would even go to her with that. But I guess they feel like because she did Celebrity Apprentice, but that was still on another level to me, Celebrity Apprentice. That was still on another level than y'all doing this Centric or TV One, where, you know, I did see that she was participating in that, and I couldn't do that but just shake my head.
Yes. Okay. How about this one? What do you think Candy and Todd's new show, The Ski Trip?
I think, honestly, I don't give them 3 years. I don't give them 3 years, and the reason why I don't give them 3 years is because I don't think their marriage can withstand the criticism and the scrutiny that they get from the public. Because now,
Phaedra is on
that show too, but Phaedra, she spoon feeds these viewers and producers. She's not giving you everything that's going on, because for real, it's really none of y'all business. And she has made that clear. She will talk about certain things, and some things are just off limits with her. Candy doesn't have any kind of filter, no discretion or whatever. Like, you don't get on national TV and tell the world and a bunch of women that your husband is not screwing you. That makes women go at your man harder, because he ain't getting nothing from you. And then another thing, that damn Riley. That girl hurts the hell out of
Riley.
Aunt Riley. That's what they need to call her, because when Candy had said something about her possibly moving to LA and that statement she made, Kiana. If that was
her comment,
I would have popped her in her face. Like, who
and
are you
her comment.
To? Don't let these cameras fool you. Talk about some here and just leave your child. So clearly, you can see who's the mother and who's the daughter in that relationship. But if she talks to her like that, and we see that on camera, I could imagine what she says to her off camera. Like when she
that's
told
Aunt
her,
Riley, honey.
That dress. When she said something about that dress that her mama had on, even though she was right, you know, it's too much cleavage, I wouldn't even ask her opinion. You're a child.
Me neither. And you know what? Even when Todd's daughter first came to visit them and she was, and Candy was trying to get them to hang out, and she said, but she's 18 and I'm 13. She said, well, when I'm 18, what are you even doing here? I'm going to be in college when I'm 18. What are you even doing here? Why are you still home? Like, are you serious? This look, she run that house. That's Aunt Riley, honey. That's Mama Joyce's daughter for real. And that's Candy's aunt for real. For real.
Candy's sister?
That's Aunt Riley. No, that's Candy's aunt. That's her mama's daughter. She wanted the mama's sisters. You know how Candy got all her aunts that's come around, her mama's sisters?
Uh-huh.
She's one of the sisters, too. She's Mama Joyce's sister. That's Aunt Riley, honey. And it's not only the scrutiny from the public. They ain't going to even make it past the scrutiny from the family. The family don't even like them together, let alone the public.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking, like, on the reunion that's coming up, he's going to ask Spencer, did Apollo used to beat her? I'm like, what the heck is wrong with these people?
She,
I don't see him beating her.
Around the, me neither.
I don't see him beating on her at all.
So what did you think of Kenya's TV pilot?
Just as crazy as she is. I thought it was crazy. Cynthia dick writing. I don't like Cynthia either. I can't stand NeNe. I just want them to just get rid of this whole cast. Everybody.
Well, Cynthia,
there's plenty of other people in Atlanta that they can get.
But I read in one of Cynthia's blogs that she said that my son's Atlanta, though. I'm sorry. She said that, she didn't understand what the audience wanted from her because previous seasons she was getting from everybody that you need to get a backbone, you need to stand up for yourself, yada, yada, yada. And she said then when she decides to do that, now she's getting backlash.
She ain't standing up for herself. She's just starting shit and ain't making sense now. She's not standing up for herself. I don't see it as standing up for herself, what she's doing. If that's what you call standing up for yourself, sit back down. Sorry.
You said sit back down.
Sit back down. And her daughter is gorgeous, and she done got so big, looking just like her daddy.
Uh-huh. But
she done got so big.
I thought about you the other night when I was watching it. When they
mm-hmm.
first started the show off, and Cynthia and Peter were on the phone with Apollo, and they did a side profile shot of Peter, I was like, that is a handsome-ass black man.
Told you.
The most beautiful. His skin is so...
His skin is flawless.
He looks so rich. And yes, exactly, flawless. Not a blemish up there. And he really does work that, you know, that salt and pepper look. Mm-hmm.
Peter
okay,
handsome.
May I see it? Yeah, he is.
Peter is handsome.
He looks good for his age.
Wouldn't trust him with my debit card, but he handsome. Have to leave the purse in the car with a night on the rendezvous with him. No, wouldn't put him on my checking account or nothing. But he handsome.
But I did I was very happy for Nene. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like her, but I was very, I almost shed a little tear for her when she was getting ready to cry after she got her standing ovation, because housewives aside, you know, I still say that she took nothing and turned it into something from that
show.
Yeah,
she did. She did, but I still don't like her. But congratulations in Broadway. I think she's evil. I think she can dish it out, but she definitely can't take it. She wouldn't be ready for somebody like me because she wouldn't punk me like she punked them on TV. Ooh, I would give Nene the business. There's no way she would talk to me like she talked to people on that TV. I would give Nene the business. Claudia tried, but Claudia whack and weak herself, so...
Well, now you gotta admit though, Mary, when they were at Paige's event and that girl was falling down behind her in that kitchen, she was antagonizing her. If Nene had turned around and popped the mess out of her, then
yeah,
to me she would have been wrong. Because why are you annoying? Why are you trying to be annoying?
You're right. Nene wouldn't have been wrong because she was being pesty. When the fly being pesty.
Like, is she going to follow her through the damn kitchen? I mean,
she
even
was.
Kenya had enough sense to be like, Claudia. And she would follow saying, get in her head, get your ass back for Nene turn around and hit you with one of them hooves.
So that would have been what she got, because that's what she deserved. Because she was wrong for that. I ain't going to even act like Claudia wasn't wrong for that.
But I can see from the preview of the daggone reunion, it's going to be a tearjerker.
And yeah.
Candy and Phaedra exchange some words, and you know Candy is like crying, and she's like, well, you don't have to worry about me anymore. So here goes another.
You know what I don't like about
down
that?
The tube. What?
You know what I don't like about that? I really think that Nene and Portia have something to do with that. I think that if they wouldn't have got involved in it, I think Phaedra and Candy would have been okay. And I kind of feel Candy, like, damn, you running to Nene of all people telling her that we got a problem and you ain't even said nothing to me? This is the same hoe that said she didn't know you for years. She just know who you are. I mean, I'm just saying.
But, you know, no, I think it was only because I on the show, Phaedra said to her, you know, I see you in your Instagram pictures and you hanging out with this one and hanging out with that one, but you don't call me no more. I really just think Phaedra just really feels in some kind of way. I think she feels abandoned, like, you know, Candy.
Okay, well, it works both ways. It works both ways. Obviously, you didn't pick up the phone and call me either.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm going through. I don't told America that I ain't getting dicked down over here. So, you know, I'm going through stuff. I'm Candy Coated Nights. I'm Candy. I'm the sex, you know, everybody know I'm the sex queen of the show. So, you know, it's a serious problem over here.
So she ready to hop on that plane and go with her damn husband. Because really seriously, now let's be clear. Just because she ain't getting that don't mean he ain't getting that.
Huh.
And she ain't crazy.
Church preach tabernacle. Church preach tabernacle. I'm just saying that I got my own problems I'm dealing with too. You ain't picked up the phone to call. And I feel like they were close enough as friends, Raven, that if Phaedra was feeling that way, Phaedra should have picked up the phone and called Candy instead of telling Nene and Portia. She should have picked up the phone and called Candy or knocked on Candy's door and told Candy how she was feeling. You know, if Candy was her friend like that.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Another relationship down the drain thanks to reality TV.
Girl. And that's what happens. That is what happened. Now, I know you said you watched Beverly Hills, too. Did you see Kim Richards got arrested after the reality show? I mean, after the reunion?
Yes. Yes. But see, I ain't care what Kim said or how many times she said it, but I never thought that she stopped drinking.
Me neither. Kim's on drugs. I think she's on drugs too, and I think that's why I think that was her and Brandy's relationship. I think her and Brandy partied together. I think Brandy and Kim partied.
Such a hard time with Lisa Rinna because Lisa was calling her out.
Yeah. Don't mess with her hairy, honey.
Girl, she went to the left quick.
Don't mess with no hair.
And you know, she loved that damn man because all of the stuff that she done been through with him over the years. And
yeah,
really, at one time, to me, he was a rebound. She was a rebound girl because, you know, he was going to marry Nicolette Sheridan.
Right.
Yep. But when Brandy told her that she had the same damn hairstyle for 20 years, I like to holler.
Even Andy hollered. The thing about Beverly Hills, though, I am just so devastated on how the show has affected Kim and Kyle's relationship. I think they need to leave the show and fix their relationship. And a lot of it has to do with Kim being on drugs or whatever she's on.
But Kim got some deep-seated feelings against Kyle. And from this season, it seemed like it stems back from her mom's house and them selling it.
Buying her out.
Making it seem
they
like,
bought her out.
Yeah, like they sold it. They bought it from up out under her.
But if she couldn't afford it and they gave her a check for it, because she couldn't afford to keep it herself, and so she bought her out. How can you be mad? You want me to make payments for you and keep it for you?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. If you want to keep it, you live in it and you pay for it, right?
Yeah. I didn't start, I didn't watch the Housewives from down under. I got enough Housewives. And
I don't like them.
New York neither. I'm not watching.
I don't
New
like
York
them.
Either.
You know, I've been watching New York. I don't know why they brought Bethany back. For real, I'm not a fan of hers. And it just really doesn't seem the same with Ramona, not with Mario, because her and her husband split up.
Bethany, when she had got her own show, knowing that she came from the Housewives, but
okay.
I never watched their you know their series, Housewives of New York. I watched the Orange County for a little while, but then they kind of just got boring and it was just the same stuff every season, so I stopped watching them too. And this is I don't care who they bring back. From the Housewives, once this reunion show goes off, I'm not watching. Even if they got a new cast, I'm not watching because then you got to take time and get to know the new cast and
over.
Their situations, their background, all of that stuff. I'm not feeling
okay.
it. They need to just go ahead and end it, I think.
Yeah.
I think they've had a good run and, you know, don't force it.
Yeah. Girl, they're going to have Atlanta Housewives season 253. Watch. Pretty soon we're going to have, what you call them, as the little girl that played in Annie, remake of Annie, the little blue black girl. She's going to be in the next Housewives by the time they end it. She's going to be in Housewives. And you know what else I wanted to ask you? What about this Bobby Christina news? Bobby is saying that she's off the ventilator and she's showing signs of improvement, but Sissy said that's not true. Yes, she's off the ventilator, but her org, I mean, nothing's improving and it's actually getting, starting to deteriorate?
I mean, I don't know, because this is her father putting his news out there, so why would he say it if it wasn't so? And then I keep in mind that Sissy is 84 years old. I mean, not saying that disrespectfully, but, I mean, she is 84 years old. And I know, you know, I know how you can't tell anybody, you know, they get in their ways. They get set in their ways. And once they have their mind fixed on something, you can't tell them any different. And maybe she feel like she knows something different. I don't know, but I just hope she's all right. You know, I wanna believe that what Bobby is saying is true, because I want it to really be true. You know,
right.
I just really want her to be okay.
I was kind of believing in Sissy. I'm thinking Bobby is just, he wants his baby to be okay, that he's beginning to be hallucinating with the whole waking up thing. I think he just hasn't accepted it. Because it has been a long time that she's been in the coma now. It's been since January.
Yeah.
It's been since January.
I guess we'll see. I just wonder why Pat Houston, being that she's supposed to be the executive of Whitney's estate, you know, I feel like that would be something that she should know Whitney's fans would want to know out of concern. But she's not saying anything. She hasn't made a statement.
No, she hasn't. She has not made.
Like,
she's normally.
I hope she's okay.
And
yeah,
she normally makes a statement.
She's the first one out there in front of the camera.
Yes, with her big old forehead. She's normally the first one in the camera. You ain't never lied.
Yeah.
That girl got a forehead on her. She do. There was something else that happened. Hillary running for president.
I know. She has my vote. But I had been saying a couple of years ago, like, I really hope she runs. And then when she kept downplaying the rumors and, no, I'm not, and yada, 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 I felt like when she wasn't going to be the Secretary of State for his second term, I said, yeah, she'd get herself in position to run. So I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Do you know Waka Flocka is running for president, too?
Do I know what? I'm sorry.
Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka. Is running for president too, Kiana.
That is so whack and ratchet.
The first thing he's going to legalize is weed.
That's what's up. And you know what? As much as I love my herbal experiences and my herbal time to myself, I ain't voting for you, you big dummy. I wouldn't dare vote for you. I'm just saying.
I just
go to Colorado
to
or somewhere.
I think,
man, he
whacks
for that.
Because I think it's, I mean, why, of course it's attention, because he has to know you have no way. You ain't even going to get on the Democratic ticket for number one. I think that's just an opportunity, because if nothing else, somebody, especially somebody white who's never heard of a Waka Flocka, going to be like, well, hey, what's a Waka Flocka? And go look his ass up. It's just going to get him some attention. So he playing that card right, but it was just funny because they had how I had found out about it was, it was a picture of him and Hillary on a split screen together, announcing that they both running for president. Girl, I like to holler. That was funny. That was really funny. See, this boy ain't got no damn sense whatsoever. But yeah, he's running for president.
For him, and I can't believe
a heart attack.
I can't believe I wouldn't even, you wouldn't even be allowed if I in the Senate, you wouldn't even be allowed to put a waka waka faka fuka on my damn ballot. Get out of here.
Hold on. We have a caller. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Last four digits, 1274.
Hello.
Good morning. I think maybe we got butt dialed. I think we might have accidentally hit. So we'll put her back on mute.
Thanks for this.
But Waka Flocka for president. Oh, on a serious note though, I did see something that suggested that Michelle Obama could possibly run as her VP. Now that would be a damn power couple right there in that damn White House. Them two women in there. Now listen, this is how this will play out. Because Hillary is the one that, you know, she's the president. You know, she's the white one. She's the one that, you know, they're going to feel most comfortable with taking her advice.
Right.
See how much stuff Obama has to go through. So it'll almost be like how that situation with Cyrus and Fitz is set up. Cyrus really feels like he's the one running the country. He's just doing it through Fitz.
That's
how Michelle Obama would be. She would be telling Hillary, look, you need to do this, and Hillary goes out there and do it. She'll be the mouthpiece. But that would be a power couple. And then for Michelle to be her VP for 8 years and then go on to be the president herself, yes.
Girl.
I can see that happening. And I'm here for it.
I'm voting for Hillary. I would vote for Hillary. I'm just like, I don't know if I can't imagine. I don't know how it would be with them two together. I love Michelle, don't get me wrong, but I don't know. I just need to see her do something. You know. I don't know. Let me see her make a couple more decisions or something. Do some more research on it. I really don't know too much about Michelle besides being Obama's wife and his kid, all this healthy kid stuff. Like, I really never even did any background on her. So.
Girl, don't you know that she already running the damn country? She running the country through her husband, through pillow talk. Bae, this is what you need to do. You need to send those troops over so-and-so, and, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. She already running the country. Trust and believe. Okay, Kiana, have you, I know you've been married, because you've been married before.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your husband come home and tell you about something that's going on the job that he done pissed off about? And he may not talk about it right away when he get home, but once he get laid on, relaxed, and y'all in the bed chilling or just talking or doing whatever, then he, okay, well, this is what happened. And, you know, he's really upset about it, and you give him suggestions of how you handle this. Yeah, that's what she's doing with Barack. Pillow talk.
Okay. But you know what? That's one thing that I didn't used to like to do is don't bring your office stuff home. I never really got into that.
Yeah, Dale Key.
Don't bring your office problems home.
You're a bitch.
I don't like that.
But
I guess it's different when you're running a country.
That's part of your role, though, as his wife. He got to be able to come home and vent to you.
Leave your work problems at home, and I leave mine at work, too. once I get home, if I had a bad day at work, I don't want to come home and talk about it. I want to leave it there. I want to leave it there.
Well, for some people, you know, that's absolutely impossible. Trust, that is impossible.
Now, if you about to come home and tell me that you saw your boss, if you walked in and saw your boss's secretary spread eagle across your boss's desk, then I might be all ears.
But you gotta be able, like Steve Harvey said, you gotta have somebody to cry to. So, girl, I have been that pillow many times.
Oh, I guess I'm mean. Because I don't want to hear that shit.
I think you might be a little mean. Tiana, I can't believe you would be like that. That's what having, you know, your mate, your confidant, you somebody to share these things with, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What you mean?
Maybe that's
oh, okay.
why.
Like,
maybe that's why I'm divorced now. He probably like, she ain't want nothing. She ain't want no dog. Ooh, I know. She, yeah. They
well,
say you never really
probably,
know the person.
I'm a real people person, and I'm a great listener because, you know, I'm also a writer, so I'm always listening and I'm attentive because I never know what part of what you're about to tell me I'm going to be able to use later on in life in a book. And I know that that's wrong, but I'm sorry. That's what writers think. And if anybody was to challenge that write books and say that you don't do that, you are not a real writer. Like, seriously, you have to get your inspiration where you can get it and from any and every source. So I don't mind sitting and listen. And then plus I'm genuinely concerned too. If, you know, you need to get something off your chest. You know, I feel like sometimes that's how I am of service, is to be able to offer you a kind word. So yeah,
right.
I'm very attentive when it comes to things like that. But yeah, maybe that's why you're not married, man, because you didn't go with me. Keep that shit at work.
Keep that shit at work,
and don't
take our problems. Don't be going to work talking about the shit we do up in here either.
So he
I'm just
have
saying.
No psychiatrist or nothing. Don't be going
that's
talking
what
about what I'm telling
to,
you. Need.
Better talk to God if you need somebody to talk to. You better talk to God. What happens in this house stays in this house. Don't be running back to work talking about what's going on here. And no, don't bring that what went on at work home. No.
But you know what, though? I think on a serious note, talking about Hillary and the presidency, now, I would be the first to raise my hand and say that Barack Obama has been the most disrespected president in history. But Hillary would get it just as bad, if not worse. Because those men are, it's one thing for them, they don't respect Barack Obama. Not so much just because he's a man, just because he's black. But they are going to have no tolerance for this woman, white or black, telling them what they should be doing and how they should be running the country. You know, they just really feel like that is not a woman's place. So she got to really, she already getting some of it already. You know, they coming at her left and right with things they want her to prove, and, you know, everything she says, they doing fact checks and all that. You know, it's going to get crazy to where, to me, the focus gets off of who's the best, you know, person to lead this country to just a male versus female thing. And I think it also will pull a lot more white male voters out of the woodwork that may not have voted in years because they just didn't feel like they need to or didn't care or whatever. But we'll vote now to keep that woman out of office.
Oh yeah.
So she's gonna get.
But here's the thing, she's got the crowd. She's gonna get. She has the right. She's gonna be able to win it, though. I really think so. I mean, I think the LGBT community is definitely gonna support her. I think she has the black vote. She has the women vote. She has so many demographics that's gonna support her.
Yeah, I do too. I think she could pull out just as many rabbits out her hat than the best of them. But if anybody was to ask me seriously why you voting for Hillary, and I ain't gonna lie, it's because she's a woman. And I think a woman, we need to let a woman get up in there and see what could be done differently.
Yeah,
I sure am. I'm voting for her because she's a woman, and I respect her. I really do.
Yeah.
I've liked Hillary for years. And to some degree, I still have a lot of respect for Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
I just do. I love Bill.
Now, he was the last good president we had until Obama. You know what I mean? Because after that, we... What you calling? The Bushes.
Girl. Dumb. And you know Nina Bush trying to get up in there on that presidential ticket. I'm like, no. I just hope you know that, you know, a lot of people may look at it like, oh, he's a shoo-in then because he's a Bush. No, you have more Bush haters than you probably do supporters
girl.
These days.
Girl.
He definitely couldn't get my vote.
Why mess with them daggone Bushes? You know, that was, a lot of people really had a lot. Like you said, Obama's the most criticized president ever. A lot of people, what they're not realizing is most of these 8 years were spent cleaning up crap that the Bushes
right.
let by. It wasn't enough time for him to really do anything.
I think he made some, they're not saying that everything he did was right, and you know, black people, your people, I'm sorry, I'm about to go in on them again too. I think they just didn't grasp the concept that he wasn't just black people's president. He was everybody's president. Like, what if you thought that, you know, we were going to receive some kind of special treatment because he's black, and if that's the only reason why you voted for him, then that was your mistake. He is the president of the damn free world. That means everybody, white, black, Mexican, Italian, he was, you know, but I think that he's made some tremendous strides since he's been.
Oh, yeah.
I think it makes the playing field a whole lot easier for whoever else is getting ready to come into this office. They're not coming in with all of the, you know, the turmoil that he had going on when he took over. I think Bush had an agenda when he was in office, especially that last year. Well, no, I would say, you know, maybe that last year, well, his last term. I think he was doing things to avenge what happened to his father. And I think once he accomplished that, then mission was accomplished in his eyes because he did what he came to the White House to do.
Yeah.
And in the midst of all of that, you know, kind of turned this country upside down doing it.
Girl.
Yeah, Hillary. I would go campaigning for Hillary. I would go and be a volunteer.
I know that's right.
And do some. I sure would do some cold calling and all of that. I really would.
I know that's right. I think she can do it. I think she is gonna do it. Honestly, it's gonna be really interesting now. Really, really interesting. Really, really interesting.
Excuse me. Wow. I'm going to go back up away. Well, it's almost time for us to get up out of here. What you got
yes,
going on
yes,
today?
Yes. Not sure yet.
Oh, for
not
real?
Sure yet.
I'm talking about my house phone ringing. Do you know my house phone? I just got it like maybe 2 months ago when I had that issue that time with my dad. I could not even call into the show because my cell phone was dead and won't nobody else home but me. And it just made me think, okay, so what if there was an emergency and my cell phone, because that was when I think I dropped it in some water or something like that. And I needed to call the police and I couldn't, so that's what made me go get a landline. But nobody has the damn number, so I'm like, who is this that keeps calling me? That's why I just pick up the phone and hang up because when I say nobody has a number, I don't even know the number.
Girl, you better go ahead and spend $600 and get you one of the new cell phones that you can drop in water and it'll be okay.
look, I don't care. As long as it's right and it still works, I can't go and pay on it. I just can't. I'll probably be one of the ones that never have an iPhone. I just can't. Even if I had it, like, to spend on it. I just can't see spending all that money. That's me personally. Because I have a laptop, I have a tablet, you know, I just don't need my phone to function in that way. I just need it to ring. I just need to be able to send text messages and it ring. And everything else for me is just really secondary. I mean, I hardly even take pictures or anything on my phone anymore. So, yeah, I think it just maybe added $20 on to my bill to have a landline. So that works for me. I'm just seeing that they gave my goddamn number out, you know, when I got this number, because unless somebody has been calling this number all along anyway. Just some people that want to get cussed out early in the morning. Because I just think it's just certain times that you should call people. And, you know, you don't know, somebody may just be getting up. To me, business hours start at 9 o'clock. If you got any business with anybody, then you start at 9 o'clock.
You sound like Big Red. My office hours are from 9 to 5.
Yeah. Don't nobody want to be word with no bunch of phone calls first thing in the morning. Somebody may be trying to get ready for work to leave. Or
what do you think is the latest someone should call you?
Business pertaining? After 6. Anything after 6 is too late.
Okay.
If you don't get me before 6, and this has, you know, and this is business, like, I don't have no personal relationship with you whatsoever. Like, you don't, you know, you're calling me on my business phone. You're not even, you don't even have my personal cell phone number. Then we have a business relationship, and you shouldn't call me after 6. What do you think? Am I crazy? Am I the only one like that?
No, you're not. No, I don't think anything business. Office hours are usually closed after that. So, no.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong at all.
So
office hours are usually closed.
I do an emergency. And so if you call me because there's an emergency, then that's one thing. But just a chit-chat, nope, I can't do it. Well, I like you and everybody that's listening to us today. Thank you. I think we have another week or so to go. Then we're going to take a brief hiatus through the month of May, maybe possibly half of June, if not all of June, so that everybody can complete some personal projects and some business things that they're working on. So tune in next week every day. We promise we're going to be here. If Blog Talk,
yes, we are.
Have some mercy on us, and, you know, God willing, everybody be in the building. We maybe even get Ms. Robinson one morning. before we close out for the summertime fun. And Q, I will get with you later. You have a great weekend. Kiss Tori
you
for
too.
Me. And I'm sorry again.
I posted a picture. I'm going to have to send
you
the picture I posted to Tori. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Because you know I'll be on Facebook
you.
Like
I know.
Yes, I sure didn't see that. Was it for Easter?
No, she just came over Sunday, I think it was, and I took a picture of her Sunday. And I immediately thought of you. That's why I took the picture. That's immediately why I took the picture.
Okay.
Because she's just over here.
I did not. And, girl, I seen this, let me say this quick, then I'm gone. I seen the cutest little girl yesterday. And when I say little, you know how you see kids that you know that they're about 2 or 3, but they might have been preemies or something because they're so little. Well, she was so tiny, and she had the cutest little neon green flip-flops.
Aww.
I have never seen a flip-flop that small before. She was just too cute, and I immediately thought about Tori. Like, I wonder if she, like, how big she's gotten.
I just put a picture in your inbox. Yes, I did. She's getting so big. She's standing up and everything.
Well, all right, Tori. What's her middle name?
Lene. She has my middle name and her mom's middle name.
Oh,
we have the same middle name.
Okay.
Yeah, my little thinky butt.
A character. Oh, look at her. Yeah, she done got big, Kiana. Oh, look at she's so pretty. Look at those
Thank
eyes.
You.
She has your eyes. I've always said that since the day she was born, she has had your eyes. And these little puff-puffs and these little cute shoes. Girl, see, it's stuff like this that make me be like, I want to have me another one. Oh, I can't wait for my daughter to have one, but I can wait, though. But I am. I'm looking forward to it. I so am looking forward to being a grandmother because I hear that it's just a different kind of love.
It is.
It's a different kind
of
love.
It is.
I can't wait. Thank you for sending me that. She is gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. Is your daughter taller than you?
Oh, yeah. I ain't got no kids as short as me. Yeah, she way taller than me.
Oh, okay, because I can see she's going to have a little height on her. She might even get taller than you, Q.
Oh, she's going to be way taller than me. Her daddy's like 6'5", 6'6".
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that's my son's father's height, too. And I'm tall, too, so I would definitely have to talk to you. But, all right, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Y'all have a blessed day at work. And
yes.
I don't know. I want to say Happy New Year, but it's not the New Year. But I need
all
right, girl, I'm gone.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.